أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله يعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued enumerating the many favors that He had bestowed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the purpose that the mountains serve and why Allah had placed them on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of signs that He has placed on earth, landmarks that we use when traveling in order to find our ways. Allah spoke of the creation of the star and how travelers, especially in the past, they would use these stars as guiding signs that would guide them towards the destination. After mentioning all these many favors and bounties in the opening verses of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked the question that, can the one who does not create anything be equal to the one who has brought all of these things in existence? I mean, this is something so elementary that they cannot understand, something so basic that they cannot understand and perceive. And up to this day as well, you find people who dedicate their time and their worship to idols, lifeless objects. And you ask yourself, with all the intellect that they have and with all the positions that they enjoy in this dunya, could they have not understood something so basic and elementary that these things cannot create anything, cannot even move, let alone create? How is it that they have opted to dedicate their acts of worship to these lifeless objects? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 19 of Surah An-Nahl, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Allah knows whatever it is that you conceal within your hearts. Whatever it is that you conceal, Allah is fully aware of it. وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Whatever it is that you reveal, that too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge over it. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah now says, those whom they supplicate to and those whom they invoke, those whom they worship besides Allah, لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْءٍ. They cannot create anything. لا يخلقون شيئا. They cannot create شيئا. شيئا means anything. Even a speck of dust, dust is called شيئا. It is used for anything and everything, lifeless objects. Allah says they cannot bring one شيء into existence. وهم يخلقون. In fact, they themselves are created. They themselves are created. The stones that they worship, whatever else it is that they worship, Allah says, those things themselves are created entities. Amwat. Allah says, they are all dead. غَيْرُ أَحْيَا. They are lifeless. To emphasize how dead they are, Allah says, غَيْرُ أَحْيَا. They are not living. They are absolutely lifeless. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They do not even perceive or know themselves, أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ, when they shall be resurrected again for a second time. إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Allah says, listen, your ilah, the one you should turn to all the time, is one ilah. إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. He is one ilah. فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Allah now explains the reason why they don't believe in akhirah and the life after death. Allah says, فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Those who do not believe in the akhirah, in the life to come, قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةٌ. Their hearts are defiant. This is the problem, Allah said. This is the issue with them. Their hearts are defiant, وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and they are arrogant and proud. It is because of their arrogance. And they are not willing to accept Allah Azza wa Jal as their ilah and to embrace the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a result of that arrogance and pride and defiance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will not bring iman in the akhirah. لا جرم. Invariably, certainly, أن الله يعلم ما Allah says for a second time, Allah knows whatever it is they conceal. مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ Whatever they reveal, whatever they express. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah does not love those who are arrogant and proud. May Allah grant us the understanding.